This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. I like the southern sun of autumn, the long shadows of autumn, the glistening seed heads of autumn. Sometimes the seed heads are of grass seed, or sometimes seedy heads of something in the aster family. Around our little homestead, the bristly seed heads of Brachelia are quite beautiful when backlit by an autumn sun. The species around us is Brachelia floribunda. I love that specific epithet, floribunda. It sounds like it should be an exclamation. Floribunda! It means many flowers. Oh, duh. But it could be an exclamation as you look at a plant with many flowers. Holy moly, floribunda! The genus Brachelia, that honors a botanist physician fellow named John Brickell or Brickell of the late 1700s. Anyway, common name, Chihuahuan bricklebush. But I like the genus as a common name, so how about Chihuahuan Brachelia? So where was I? Well, the southern sun shining through plants, plants doing colorful autumnal things, yellows, browns, reds, sun through ash trees, sycamores, cottonwood, sumacs, woodbine. It's the southern sun on plants that are, you know, done. They're quit growing. It's seed time, leaves dropping, dry seed heads ready to disperse. Hey, it's November. I was going to say, it's also November. You knew that. The month that some folks love to gripe about, the seed heads and seed of the plant called desert broom. It's Bacchus, and there are 9, 10, 11, 11 species of Bacchus in Arizona, but the most maligned species is this one, Cerathroides, desert broom, Bacchus cerathroides, and its copious pappus, the fluffy, foofy material that carries the seed across the land. Bacchus cerathroides is dioecious, so it's the female of the plant that shares its copious amounts of fluffy seed. The seed that lands in disturbed areas, sides of highways, median landscapes, housing developments, new shopping centers, etc. And soon, desert broom, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I mean, so hate it if you like, but it is a native plant just doing its thing, right? Hey, I was photographing some bristly seed heads recently. The seed heads of a plant called Yerba porosa, Porophyllum ruderali, or ruderali, actually variety Macrocephalum. But anyway, let's just say Porophyllum ruderali. Really neat annual plant that is very smelly in a good, interesting way. The genus Porophyllum refers to, and I read this several times, translucent glands on the leaf margins. So pore, and phyllum, leaf. The species name, ruderali, well, a ruderal is a plant found in a waste or disturbed place. And you're asking, is desert broom a ruderal? Let's don't go there, okay? So this annual porophyllum is a perennial too, but this species ranges way into Mexico, and I think it's cultivated further even south into South America. It's cultivated as a culinary herb. It's true. It's cultivated. And the taste is different. It ain't cilantro. It ain't rue. It ain't arugula. But, whew, it's got its own flavor. Yeah. Well, of course, I gathered seed, but I've noticed that it shows up in seed catalogs more and more, so you could order it, I guess. Probably be a lot more fun to get wild seed out, you know, out in the wild. Yeah, and now would be a great time to get out in the desert and the hills with that southern sun of autumn shining on you. Hey, it's Thanksgiving time, you know, time for family, friends, gathering of family and friends. Seems important. It is important. Here's a song I borrowed from a Methodist hymn, and I changed the words. We've gathered together to ask the earth's blessing. She chastens and hastens her will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to her name. She forgets not her own. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.